How the New Testament came into being. Well, until about 500 years ago, there was no Bible, so to speak, only scriptures. There were hundreds of books which contained historical accounts, letters, doctrines, and the like. For 500 years after the death of Jesus, Rome had spearheaded a new religion of its own creation, Christianity. This religion was enforced by the church by references to the Old Testament scriptures and the more recent books which were still being written. Usually, it was Paul's writings that they relied upon the most. Doctrines were created when suitable texts could not be found in scripture to support ideas they wished to enforce. Among these were St. Augustine's concept of original sin, the Council of Nicaea's decision that Jesus was not just a son of God but also God incarnate, and the Second Council of Constantinople's decision to remove all references of reincarnation from Jesus' teachings. That's right, Jesus taught reincarnation. There were many more creative ideas put into force in order to maintain control of most of Europe through a fear-inspiring religion. For many years, most of the populace was illiterate and could therefore not contest what they were told was scripture. In fact, it was punishable by death in the early days to read the Bible if you were not ordained in the church to do so. Eventually, literacy was becoming more prevalent and people wanted the scriptures in their own hands. The church finally satisfied this need by culling necessary material from among hundreds of books, letters, doctrines, scriptures, etc., and compiled 70-something books to be considered the New Testament. Certain guidelines were established to disempower the people. Women were to be portrayed as inferior to men, and in fact, had to be subservient to them. Mother Mary's robes were changed to blue and white, and no scriptures or teachings by females were to be included. Women were not to be revered except for Mary, and then only as a benign vessel through which our Lord and Savior was supernaturally sped. Also, reincarnation was to be completely omitted, for if the people believed they would be born again into another body, they would be less likely to fear and thus obey the church. Along with several other restrictive doctrines, the scriptures were created and put into print. For many years, it was illegal to translate the Bible into English. Several people were executed for just this crime. Then King James took it upon himself to be the Holy One, designated to finally and so generously bring the sacred words to the English language. He assembled a team of translators, scribes, and playwrights to bring this production to fruition. The playwrights were those whose works are commonly known as Shakespeare, and Francis Bacon himself was among them. Furthermore, they were to word what the translators gave them in archaic, easily misconstruable language, much like the plays of Shakespeare. They pulled out words that had not been in common usage for hundreds of years, old English indeed, and applied them to the text. Many passages were made purposely vague, and this served the church well. After all, King James did not want to upset Mother Church. Also edited into the scripture were many passages condemning witchcraft, divination, or any practice that suggested that ordinary, non-ordained people were capable of any spiritual power or sight. Only God and His self-appointed church had the power to heal, to see the future through prophecy, of course, and everything else. Wicca, Druidism, and other old religions were still widespread, and the people didn't seem very eager to switch religions at the snap of the king's fingers. The following centuries produced a widespread paranoia based on King James' New Bible, and over 9 million people were murdered at the hands of the church through various means, like the Inquisition and the Crusades. Soon, any slight at all could be construed as the work of Satan, and this paranoia still exists in Christianity to a great, if somewhat less murderous, effect. Now we have hundreds of various translations of the Bible, each one purportedly the Word of God. Perhaps the best use for it in these times would be as kindling. Or wait, I think I just ran out of toilet paper.